just like last week when they had the Under Armour contest here, and a couple of our local players took part in it. Again, underclassmen. Mark Matthews from St. Thomas Aquinas, certainly Julio Jones Jr., and then Zayden Gamble, who had an opportunity to take part in an all-star game as juniors, as underclassmen. And Zayden Gamble is kind enough to join us this evening. Zayden, thanks so much for taking the time. Congratulations on a great year, another state championship for St. Thomas. But what a great opportunity this past week it was for you to be in an all-star setting with some seniors and fellow juniors.
Yes, 100%. Thank you for having me here, Larry. It was a great setting to be around, getting ready for college and going against some of the best players that high school's ever seen, and getting my body, my mind, and my mentality ready for college and forever whatever I face. So whatever I'm going to play in high school or college, and even the NFL is some of those players that I played this past weekend.
Yeah, and what a great thrill. And like I said, you know, last year was the first year they let the underclassmen play, and I saw a lot of the younger kids from South Florida that got an opportunity to play and do really well. And then this year I'm thinking, well, you know, the kids from St. Thomas will get in there occasionally, this and that. Every time I looked, you were on the field. I mean, you played pretty much the whole game. Talk about that, because you're going against, you know, kids that are going to be on campus in next week or the week after. And like, and we were just talking with Coach Smith, like in Malachi Toney's position last year, I mean, he was, you know, look at what he's done in his first year. Talk about the experience that you gained going into your senior year, because now you come back, you and Mark and Jones, you guys come back and you've had this experience of already playing with the elite of the elite. Talk about that.
Yeah, it was really eye-opening for, I can say, all three of us, just knowing that we played against the Malachi Tonys of next year's college football, and some of the best players that have played high school football, and some of the most dominant players that play college football or high school football. And it was just truly an experience to be a part of that. And going against it, I feel like now we're going to be ready for anything that even tries to sniff our way. And I feel like nothing's going to even come close to being able to compete with the three of us.
And it's funny that you say that, because, I mean, look at what you're surrounded with every day in practice. I mean, the top, you know, you're going against Julio, or you're going against, you know, whoever in practice every single day. You're on a team that has won 7 straight state championships. You're in an environment, you know, with a great coaching staff, with Coach Harriet. And I know that Coach Carroll was on the staff of the Under Armour game. Talk about that experience, because you kind of live this quote unquote all-star experience every day, because you're around the best receivers and the best running backs and great quarterbacks and outstanding offensive linemen. Talk about the experience of playing for St. Thomas Aquinas that gets you ready for the next level anyway.
It's a great experience to be a part of the best program in the universe. I mean, the people that I play against every day, the people I compete against in my classroom, people I can compete against in just life, it will far be greater and more of a competition than anybody I'll ever face on the football field. I mean, the guys that I compete in the classroom, like Julius and Mark and Jaden Carey, these are guys that give their blood, sweat, and tears to this game, and knowing this, it's eye-opening. It's eye-opening seeing the future of today's game in my classroom, and knowing that my closest friends are going to be with me as freshman All-Americans when it comes to high school, or when it comes to college. Yeah. So I mean, it prepares me for these type of moments, like the Under Armour game. Like, as you know, I'm a very high recruit in Florida and at my position, but in the nation, I'm not the highest recruit, and so it really it really tests me every day because I'm not the highest recruit in the world, and I know that, and I'm not saying I'm the most athletic or best football player in the world, but playing at St. Thomas and being at St. Thomas, it battle tests you to where I could go into the Under Armour game and I could excel, and I could really show that I'm just like the rest of these guys who have all these 5 stars and 1,000 offers. Like being at St. Yeah. Thomas is not just a school, but it's a commitment to a brotherhood and a family and all to glorify God.
Yeah, no doubt. I 100% I agree with you, but I think you're selling yourself short. I think you're one of the best in the country. I think you showed it over the last week, and it's all being reflected in the recruiting process. And I know that a lot of schools have been looking at you as well. And as we're speaking with Zayden Gamble, Jr. at St. Thomas Aquinas, Zayden, talk about the recruitment, because now I think things have been accelerated. You know, we were just, you know, I talk to a lot of young men all the time, and, you know, in the past, the junior class just started getting on the radar now, but you've been on the radar for a while because that's the process. Talk about the recruitment, because a lot of people don't understand this thing. It probably was from the time you're in 9th, 10th grade, they start looking at you, and now it all gets a little bit serious because, as they say, you're on the clock and you've got a lot of the programs. I know Auburn and Florida and FSU and Colorado and such have all been looking at you. Talk about what it is from your standpoint, what the recruitment is. I mean, because I'm sure they're sending you stuff all the time. They're contacting you when they can. They're watching you when you can. Talk about this process. Is it overwhelming, or is it something that you've kind of watched the other prospects over the last couple of years go through the same thing, so you're ready?
It's just a blessed position to be in at first. But no, it's not overwhelming just because of how ready that St. Thomas has made me. Like, I'm not going to say that, oh, I was built for this, but I think I've been battle tested and I've been ready for all the blessings that have been coming my way. Like I'm completely aware of everything, and it's just fun. It's just a fun place to be in. Yeah. But there's nothing more I can say than it being fun. And I don't take it too hard. I don't take it as a joke, but I like having fun. I want to have fun with it. I want to really slow everything down and really acknowledge where I'm going to be for the next 3 or 4 years of my life.
I like it. Listen, it's a great mindset, a great philosophy, and something that obviously you've learned from watching, you know, others go through the same situation. And so what is the next couple of months? Are you conditioning? Do you do any other sports? Are you going to do 7-on-7s? What are you doing for the next couple of months?
For the next couple of months, I'll be in the weight room. I'll be on the track. I'll be doing a couple 7-on-7s, and I'll be visiting the potential colleges that I see myself going to.
Good stuff. Zayden, I can't thank you enough, brother. I mean, you've been awesome. I enjoyed watching you the other day. You looked like you had a lot of fun at the game. And I wish the weather was a little bit better, but nevertheless, you were. Yeah, every time I turned around, you were in the game. I saw Coach Harriet, and I said, where is Zayden? He goes, oh, he's right there. He's in the game. So, yeah, I like it. And like I said, you look like you're having a load of fun against some really good competition. Again, thanks so much for taking the time on this Monday, and Happy New Year to you, and we'll see you very, very soon.
Happy New Year to you, too, and thank you for having me.
Good stuff. Zayden Gamble, St. Thomas Aquinas, junior defensive back. Great kid, as you could tell, and outstanding football player as well.